Hey, welcome back to Dan's Miscellaneous Ramblings, episode 24. So sorry for the confusion, first of all, that happened because I released an episode this morning. That was mostly just me due to me accidentally not releasing the episode last night. That was a mistake. Sorry about that. But I'm there's, if you can probably tell by the breathing and that, there is a guest here today. Leland Jones!
Hi, guys. I'm recording this directly off of my iPhone, as is standard. So, while Dan's quality may be, like, actually good, you're getting that from here.
That's okay. No one expects perfection. I mean, I'm sure you all expect perfection. That's fine.
Yeah. Also, I can't confirm that the thing in question that we were discussing before the show that shall remain mysterious for the reasons of, intense spookiness is working perfectly fine.
All right, well, to not give anything away, I'm just going to hit the comedy button and play that off like a joke. Okay!
Yeah, it was a joke. He's right.
Today, we shall be having the Troll Toll episode. Now, what this means is Leland and Jones and I here had a bit of a conversation, and we just felt that it was perfect to relay for a podcast.
Oh, yeah, I completely agree. With some minor directorial editing for the purposes of narrative consistency.
Exactly.
This is something I think is important for people of all ages to listen to and take to heart. You know, you should be memorizing this, is what I am saying.
If you have any school speeches or anything and you need a source, if anyone really needs me to, I can write these things down and set up as an actual script. You know, in case but no one's probably going to ask me for that, so it's fine. Yeah. Leland Jones, are you prepared to begin?
You know what? I dare say I am.
All right. Then let us get to it. Ahem.
Halt there, travelers. Stop right there. You think you can get past without paying the fare? To cross my bridge, listen to me. You must solve my riddles three. First comes my riddle number one. For this query, I have a gun.
Truly an insidious riddle, I do declare. I don't think I can solve it and pay the fare.
Then I'm afraid to say you shall not pass. So get off my bridge and go back to class.
But it is you, not me, that needs to get some class. You are smelly, loud, and crass.
Smelly, loud, and crass, you say? And yet a simple toll you could not pay.
You may call that toll simple, and I respect that. That is why, to counter it, I have brought this gat.
A gat is a nut for a man in a hat, but try as you might, it's just a doormat. For I look at your pups while I carry hounds with my 50-cal sniper with anti-tank rounds.
The notion that you have defeated me is one I must rebuke. I have brought my secret weapon with me, you see, a nuke. Defeating your first riddle was quite easy. I dare say I am ready to defeat all of your riddles three. So go on and speak, you knave, before I put you in your grave.
The first sentence was wordy. The second one nerdy. Honestly, the message left me feeling dirty. So while you have a nuke, I have two, and I'm ready to enter a cold war with you.
I see there was work that still needs to be done, as your two nukes easily beat my one. But I must tell you that I hold yet more, and I shall accept your invitation to war.
Then my arsenal, I must expand. This is larger scale than I had planned. So while you're splitting uranium-235, I've discovered plutonium and it's ready to arrive.
Ah, darn, you got me. There is nothing more I can do. I say as I teleport behind you.
What? I cry as I prepare for defense, and prepare to stop you as I make even less sense. I'll reach into my pocket and pull out a card, and I shall shout, I choose you, Charizard!
Oh, you picked Charizard, a worthy choice, and now I shall counter it with my Blastoise.
Oh, I'm quite sorry to put a halt to your fun, but I must remind you that I still have that gun.
You know, that gun really did put a halt to my fun. If you could just put it away, it would help me a ton.
For just this once, I'll be a cohort, for I am nothing if not a good sport. I'll put away the gun, but change up my game and show you why I have so many badges to my name. Go, Charizard, smash him with a rock, or her, or them, or whatever else they may stock. For your rock is special, and I do decree inside is a full tomb for your Blastoise to see.
Ha! You fool, you have fallen for my ultimate trap. Any plans you had for victory, you must now scrap. For while you are a sportsman, I have no such creed, and you have activated my trap card, Pot of Greed. Now, while you may think that Pot of Greed sounds quite bland, as all it lets me do is take two cards from my deck and add them to my hand. However, thanks in part to this simple trick, my hand is now looking quite thick.
Pot of Greed? That's not the right brand. But I suppose you do get two more cards from your hand. If we're pulling out things from any old source, I'll push your Blastoise away with my mastery of the Force!
I see you. I am master of acceleration and mass. Maybe I shouldn't have been so hasty to call you crass, as it seems you are quite a learned troll. So, may I ask you why, with such skill, you desire the troll toll?
The troll toll makes some money, and much of it I sank. My main gun isn't even real, each bullet's a blank. But I spent a lot on this bridge, and I am blind to see. I am a victim of the sunk cost fallacy. I could go to Cornell, or Harvard, or Yale, and yet here I stand, telling you my tale. So while I threaten with violence for your bitter end, what I suppose I really need is just to call someone my friend.
And that was how Arthur the Adventurer and the vile toll-giving troll became friends atop the very bridge that the troll was using for toll. Truly inspiring story, I think.
Look at that, I can use multiple sound clips and they don't...
Oh, no.
So that's it. Okay, why is this sharing going on so long? Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Oh, Lord, that volume increased exponentially. But,
yeah, that was... That... that was the story of the troll toll of Arthur the Adventurer and the Vile Troll. I hope you all liked it.
Yeah, I certainly enjoyed it. I gotta pull out my awful voice, right?
Hey, your voice is wonderful, man.
Hey, man, you know what? Big respect. Your voice, you do a good troll. I'll give you that.
Ah, thank you.
Ah, you're welcome.
My troll voice is remarkably similar to my wizard voice, which may be a problem, because
my troll voice is like this, and my wizard voice is like this,
and they're very similar.
Oh, yeah. To be fair, I have, like, two settings, just either gruff or the voice I did.
Preposterous or gruff?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. That's okay. Not everyone's voice is as perfect and versatile as mine.
I'll give you that. I do dabble in occasionally going for the lack of energy kind of thing like this, but it requires a lot more energy to feign a lack thereof than you might assume.
That's why you just bring in a low voice like this, sweet as a murmur. Hey, everyone. I don't know if my microphone could even pick that one up.
I was able to hear your voice at the very minimum, so...
You know what? That's exactly what I was going for.
Hey, that's quite hype, actually. So that is our troll tale. Dan, what's the clock?
The clock? The clock states 4:18 p.m., and it's a tool that helps us measure time.
Thank you. That's some good info.
What question were you actually trying to ask there?
Oh, no, I was more just saying the time we have to film, because as you know, I'm a working man.
Of course. We got about 5.5 minutes left.
Okay, good. Excellent. That means I have some time to discuss the other important thing I figured I should mention with the troll toll.
Which is?
Taxes, lol.
Oh, boy, it's time for a tax discussion. Aw, man.
You know, I think they're actually a good thing.
Where else are we getting, or is the government going to get money from to, you know, run things?
I mean, the only other option is raiding, which, I mean, that might be the move. I don't know.
Okay, what if our government just straight up said, become pirate?
We would probably be pretty unsuccessful, I'd imagine, but we could certainly try.
I mean, the world powers would probably try and stop us, but until they did, we'd be pretty successful. I mean, as soon as they start realizing that we're straight up becoming pirates, they'd be like, no. And then they'd probably shoot us or something, I don't know.
That is true. Unless they bring back appeasement, then we're good.
Hey,
it's probably not bringing back appeasement, though.
I mean, yeah, that worked so well back with World War II.
Oh, yeah. Masterclass of tactics from, I forgot his name.
Neville Chamberlain.
So unimportant. Yeah, that's right. Neville Chamberlain. What a man.
There's only a few British leaders that are actually worth remembering, and that's Neville Chamberlain, Winston Churchill, and Port Queen Boy Elizabeth.
Burgoyne was pretty funny. The classic General Burgoyne.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you make a good point. Yeah, yeah, okay, fair point.
For the listeners there who do not know who General Burgoyne is, which, how could you not? But he was a general in the American Revolution from Britain who was famous for the fact that he brought, like, his wife, 20 caravans,
he was...
with all of his fancy clothing and wines on a campaign through the Canadian, or it wasn't Canada at the time, it is now, through the Canadian wilderness.
Yep, and they had all this fancy stuff that he can move how fast per day? Wasn't it a good pace, like 10 miles a day, and he moved like two?
He moved like one.
One, right.
Provided his operation was doomed to fail because what his goal was is they were going to make an encircling maneuver around the entirety of New England with his group, which was a quarter of the British army, which he just surrendered, by the way, fun fact. And a dude who was starting from the East Coast, I think in, like, Georgia or something? No, it was higher up than that. I don't know. The guy at that end never even left the first city he landed in, which was, I think, Philadelphia, that was it. Because his soldiers were just getting wasted there. So it was doomed to fail either way.
Yeah, but you know what? They had a good try, I guess. no, not really.
Yeah, hey, at least they drew with America in the round two.
I guess.
Yeah. War of 1812, best war.
Ah, yes, the War of 1812 is the perfect example of an amazing war.
Oh, yeah. I think both sides really showed what they got, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll be real. I think American history is just kind of funny because how sad most of it is. Like,
yeah.
Why?
Because we haven't been around long enough to only cover the cool stuff. So...
Yeah.
We only have a couple hundred years of history, so we just sort of got to cram, or not cram. It's the opposite of cramming. We've got just too much, so we have to memorize all these, like, I don't know, amazingly meaningful events.
Yeah, War of 1812 unironically feels like filler. Like, I look at that, and I'm like, nothing of consequence happened. I guess it kind of causes the Monroe's era of good feelings, but. Nothing of consequence happened because of that either.
Was the War of 1812, since it's like completely removable from history and like nothing would be affected pretty much, like, how do we know it was even a real war? What if that was just a government test or something to see if they could just make up a war and see and just and see if anyone would call them out on it?
You know, if so, I'm not going to blame them because my opinion of America, if you could tell, is kind of low. But, like, so that I unironically think that that's a more meaningful thing in faking the war than its actual occurrence was.
Oh, man. All right, well, we've got about 30 seconds left. So, do you have a song that's been in your mind the whole episode? Sorry to cut you off a little abruptly.
No, it's absolutely fine. When I'm talking about the American Revolution, as I can tell, I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel. All I've been thinking about this entire time also is just white noise.
I'm gonna give the listeners something else to deal with, because last time you just left them with random ukulele playing. So I'm gonna just yeah, we're just gonna go with we're just gonna go with Your New Boyfriend by Wilbur Soot. It's a good song, okay?
Yep.
Yep. Alright, I think I'm gonna just end this.
Probably a good idea.
Alright, then I'll see you all later. Goodbye.